present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Vote for Grandad! Hey, Mum, what's all these chairs doing in the front room? Are you starting your own bingo?
Look, just help me to move the settee over there.
Yes, but I want to know what's going on.
I'm getting this room ready for tonight.
You mean you're getting it ready for our Susan and Alfie to snog in?
It's not for Susan and Alfie. Some old age pensioners are coming.
Are they? I can't wait to hear them snogging. Come on, Ermitrude. Put your knitting down and give us a kiss. No, John Willie. It's your beard. It keeps getting caught in me beads.
Just help me to move this settee.
Oh, all right, Mum.
Now, come on, lift your end up.
I can't. It's fastened to me legs.
Your end of the settee. Go on, lift.
Right, Mum. I'm lifting. Mum, look the other way. I think me braces have gone.
Oh, Jimmy, stop fooling about and lift. Come on.
Right, Mum.
That's it. Now, to me. Come on.
To you, Mum.
Right.
Hang on. What? Hang on.
What's the matter now?
I nearly forgot. How much?
You are doing this job for nothing.
All right. What are the old age pensioners coming here for, anyway?
A committee meeting with Grandad. Now, come on, lift.
Okay, Mum.
Oh, hello there. Oh, I see you're moving the settee over to the wall. There.
Yes, we thought it would be easier than moving the wall over to the settee.
That'll do, Jimmy. I suppose I'll have to do this job regularly if they make you chairman, Father.
Grandad, chairman?
Yeah.
Well, your mother means they might vote me in the new chairman of the Old Age Pensioners Association.
Oh, like being made Prime Minister? Will you have to give up your old Scottish title, then?
What title?
The Laird of Sackyhall Street.
Ah, yes. Well, no, Jimmy. I'll just be plain Mr. Sinclair.
And they don't come any plainer than Mr. Sinclair.
Oh, never mind him, Father. What time will they be coming for this meeting?
Oh, about 7:30. But the secretary should be here before that. Oh, you like him, Pat. A nice fella. Tommy Twig.
Who?
Our secretary, Tommy Twig. You know Pat. His father was a secretary before him.
Oh, I see. He's a twig off the old trunk.
I spoke to him on the phone once, didn't I, Father?
Yeah, I believe you did.
He sounded a funny man. I could have sworn he had no teeth in.
Oh, Tommy's all right. One of the best. Bit eccentric, some might say, but, well, a loyal and devoted worker for us pensioners. Ah, you don't meet many men like him nowadays.
No, twigs like Tommy don't grow on trees.
Listen, funny boy, go and get a shovel full of coal for that fire.
Right, Mum.
And while you're outside, look out and see if Susan's coming home. I'll be getting the tea ready in a minute.
Well, thanks for running me home from work, Alfie. You're sure you won't come in the house for a minute?
Oh, no thanks, Susan. No, I'd like to, but my dad gets mad if I'm late for my tea. You know, the other night I walked in for me Harrican chips when he was on his prunes and custard. He gave me a dirty look and said, "It's that old tomcat again."
He said what?
Oh, no, he didn't say that. It's that rustling in your granddad's bushes. It'll be that tomcat from next door but one.
Meow! Meow!
Yeah, Susan, what did I tell you?
Well, now, wait a minute, Alfie.
Hey, there's a dog, there'll be a fight now. I think the tomcat won. Hey, Susan, what's a cow doing in your front garden?
Oh, that's not a cow, it's a cheeky monkey called Jimmy.
Ah, of course, I should have known. Come out, Jimmy Clitheroe, I know it's you.
Oh, I had you going there, didn't I, Alfie? You tore a pudding tart, didn't you?
You'll see stars in a minute, spying on us like that. You're just a cheeky, troublemaking little lad.
No, I'm not. I'm a talking bird who's just going for a shovelful of coal. Now tell me, what sort of bird would go for a shovelful of coal?
You have no idea.
A minor bird. You get it, Alfie? Coal? Minor? Go on, laugh, Alfie. It's a joke. Like our Susan's face.
Yeah. It is funny, isn't it?
Alfie, what are you laughing at?
Your face. I mean, you're a funny bird. This bird, it's a coal miner with a funny face.
Like yours.
Yes, that bird. Susan, shut your eyes while I thump him.
Oh, never mind him, Alfie. Are you supposed to be going for some coal?
No, I'm going home for me tea.
I mean Jimmy going for some coal.
Yes, for the front room, but it's not for you two.
What do you mean?
Some pensioners are using the front room tonight, so if you two want to smooch in front of a warm fire, you'll have to go where they've got the road up and snog in the watchman's hut.
No, I'm going in now. You'll probably call round later then, Alfie.
Yes, Susan, bye-bye. Now then, funny boy, what's all this about the pensioners?
They're having a committee meeting in our front room, and the secretary's coming, Tiny Tommy Twig.
Tiny Tommy? Is this some sort of joke?
No, it's true. Listen, me grandad told me...
Pardon the interference, but I'm looking for a house in the street. Name of Clitheroe.
Oh, yes, well, you go...
It's the numbers, you see, the door numbers. I can't see them. I forgot my specs, my glasses.
Oh, you mean you've left your specs at home?
No, at the opticians.
The where?
The opticians.
That's a shocking cold you've got, mister.
Now, stop messing about. This is serious. I'm looking for a pal of mine, a pensioner. He's a Scotsman.
Yeah, a postman?
No. A Scotsman.
Jimmy, I can't tell what he's saying. None of it makes any sense.
Yeah, now you know what we've had to put up with listening to you.
Look, this fella lives down here. His name's Peter Tinclair. Now, where can I find him?
He's up in the Highlands hunting haggises on horseback.
Look, for the last time, before I go stark staring bonkers, where does Peter Tinclair live?
He lives here. I'm Jimmy Clitheroe, his grandson. You must be Mr. Tommy Twig.
Aye, that's me. That's my name, Tommy Twig. How did you guess my name?
Oh, I just twigged it.
I've got it now, mister. You're the one who's come to snog with Mr. Sinclair. Set fire to the pensioners. Yeah, but no, you're Mr. Branch. Leaf. You're a twig, I mean.
Jimmy, what's the matter with this geezer?
Oh, taking a notice of him, Mr. Twig. He's got a few bristles missing, that's all.
Bristles? What do you mean, bristles?
Well, according to the doctor, he's as daft as a brush. Kidding, ma'am. If I could only say me six times table in school like him. Six times six is 36. Six times seven is 42.
Now, look, when your granddad and Mr. Twig get back from the Rose and Crown, you behave yourself.
Is that where they've gone, the Rose and Crown?
Yes, they said they'd just have a quick one before the meeting starts.
Well, it won't be quick. If Tommy Twiggy orders the drinks, the landlord will never understand him.
Why?
Well, when he asked for 2 pints of best bitter and 2 packets of crisps.
Now, look, lad, I don't want you upsetting Mr. Twig. He's going to a lot of trouble for your granddad.
How do you mean?
Well, he's trying to talk all the pensioners into voting your granddad next year's chairman. So no making fun of Mr. Twig.
All right, Mum, I won't say a word. What? I'll just walk round the house quietly singing a song.
What song?
Let's twist again, like we did last summer. Let's twist again.
Jimmy, stop that noise. Now, here they are now. You just behave yourself.
Oh, yes, Peter, but I've been shouting them out. So far, of the committee members have spoken to Cyril Watson, old Mrs. Parsons, Jordy Gillespie, and oh, yeah, Mr. Eccles.
Fatty Eccles? Is she coming to this meeting?
Jimmy.
Well, Pat, we're back. Anybody arrived yet?
For the meeting? No, not yet, Father.
Oh, good. That'll give us time to check on the minutes of the last meeting and any resolutions.
Hey, Mr. Twig, is Fatty Eccles coming tonight?
Mr. Eccles? That's right, son.
Oh, good. She'll be a big help when they vote for Grandad as chairman.
Why is that?
Well, she has to sit on 2 chairs, so she ought to have 2 votes.
Jimmy, just stop it.
Pat, Tommy thinks I've got a very good chance of being elected the new chairman.
Of course he has. We need somebody like Pete for chairman, not like one we've got now, old Colonel Sanderson.
Who?
Colonel Sanderson. Well, he's this year's chairman. Mind you, he's not very popular with some of the pensioners.
You can say that again. He's too dictatorial, but he's a typical brass Dutch. When he talks to the committee, you'd think it was Monty addressing his troops at Alamein.
Oh, you mean when he said, come on, chaps, let's knock 'em for six.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Peter.
Good night, Saddle.
Night, Mr. Sinclair.
Good night, Mrs. Eccles. Mind the dark now. Be careful when you get to the gate.
Yes, mind you don't get jammed in it.
Jimmy, I shan't tell you again.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Trigg.
Good night, Vicar.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
If this keeps up much longer, we'll all be shouting good morning.
Oh, well, then, come away into the living room, everybody.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Well, the meeting went down a fair treat, didn't it?
Oh, aye, it did. Very successful.
Quick, Mum. Bow three times to the chairman.
Oh, I haven't been elected yet. That was only the preliminary meeting.
But they're all on your side, Pete. Here, I say, what a stroke of luck the old colonel being away in London.
Aye, and we've heard no word from him. I think we'll be well rid of him, the old windbag.
Now, Father, you mustn't talk like that.
No, Grandad, when you're the chairman, you'll have to be a gentleman. Behave with dignity. You'll have to stop playing your bagpipes in the bath.
Well, I must say, Mr. Twigg, I'm very appreciative of all you're doing for Father.
Now, there's no need to go embarrassing me.
When will you be having the official election meeting?
7 o'clock on Friday night, Pat.
Right, well, I'll arrange some refreshments again, like I did tonight.
That's right. Good of you, Mrs. Clitterow, but it doesn't seem fair putting you to some more expense.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
No, no. Start as you mean to go on. I would say we should all pay for what we've eaten.
Well, if everybody paid for what they ate tonight, it'd be sixpence each from the pensioners and five bob from our gym.
No, I didn't eat much. And anyway, Grandad can pay. He'll have plenty of money when he becomes chairman.
How do you mean?
Well, he'll be able to sell his story to the papers, like crooks and gangsters do. Ha, I can see it now. I was a front man for the pensioners mob by Pete Lumpyleg Sinclair.
Now, that'll do, Jimmy. Tommy, oh, come on, let's open a bottle of stout and drink to Friday night's meeting and down with the colonel.
I second that.
You've certainly got it in for this Colonel Sanderson. What sort of a man is he, anyway?
Oh, he's a thin-faced and bad-tempered.
Aye, with a long, fraggly moustache.
He's always butting in where he's not wanted, and he treats us all just like a bunch of kids.
Are you sure that's the colonel?
Yes, why?
He sounds more like the regimental goat. Susan won't be back from the hairdressers for hours.
She won't be that long for a shampoo and set.
Ah, but she's having it put on top of her head. That means they'll have to wash her neck.
Don't you start. You can't insult Susan to me.
That's what I say, Alfie. I can't insult Susan. It's impossible.
Yeah, well, just remember that you're doing it again.
All right. If you're staying, I'll go and get some lemonade and cream cakes.
Ah, well, don't bother about me for cream cakes.
Oh, I'm not bothered about you. I can't have one unless we've got visitors. You're a visitor.
Jimmy, the phone's ringing.
Well, answer it. It'll probably be our Susan wanting an extra bar of carbolic for her neck.
Ah, it might be Susan. Don't you be so cheeky. If it is Susan, I'll tell her.
Oh, shut up and answer the phone.
Ah, well, then I'll thump you. She probably wants to know why I was late. I better be nice to her. Hello? Is that you, sweetheart?
I beg your pardon.
It wasn't my fault I was late. Your voice has changed. I mean, it's not you. You're not there. It's Susan.
Susan? I'm Colonel Sanderson.
I thought you were a girl.
I'm Sanderson, Colonel Sanderson. Do I sound like a girl?
Not unless you've got a bad cold. Whose son are you?
Oh, may I speak to Mr. Peter Sinclair?
Mr. Sinclair?
Yes, at once.
Well, I should phone him up. I mean later, because he can't talk to you now.
Why not, then? Is he busy?
No, he's out.
Oh, this is too much. Is there anyone else there?
Well, his grandson's here, Jimmy.
Yes, well, put him on, and be quick about it.
Get right up. Jimmy, oh, there you are. He wants to speak to you.
Who does?
This chap who wants your granddad. He said he's somebody's son, but I didn't catch the rest.
All right. Hello, Jim here.
Oh, I was wanting to speak to Mr. Sinclair. That is his residence, is it not?
Oh, yes. This is the Clitheroe Castle.
Pardon?
Me granddad's out.
Yeah, well, I know, but when will he be in?
When he gets back from the Rose and Crown. Unless he's had too much, then he'll still be out. He'll be back before 7, because that's when they start the old age pensioners meeting.
Ah, I see. Yes, now, are they holding it at your house at 7, you say?
Yeah, that's right. Are you coming?
Oh, yes, I wouldn't miss it.
You better not. Grandad wants all the votes he can get so they'll make him chairman instead of this horrible old colonel they've got.
Horrible old colonel?
Yes, don't you know him? Red face, always shouting. Me grandad said he's a right old windbag.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, you should have heard Mr. Twig. He said, he's another Hitler. A proper dictator. Proper dictator. Thinks he's Montgomery. His head's nearly as big as his mouth.
Well, I'm very grateful to you, my lad. Tell them both that I'll see them at 7 o'clock on the dot.
Good. I'll tell them. What's your name?
Sanderson. Colonel Sanderson. Goodbye.
Oh, I see. What? Oh, heck. Alfie, all you nit. That was Colonel Sanderson on the phone. Colonel Sanderson!
Yeah, that's right. I knew he said he was somebody's son.
You're somebody's son as well. Somebody like Simple Simon. So you see, Mr. Twig, I thought I'd better let you know.
Oh, thank you. Well, at least I can make my will before Colonel Tanderson has me shot at dawn.
Well, it was Daft Alfie to blame.
Hey, you were the one who told the Colonel. You should never talk without thinking first.
You what? If you'd had to think before you spoke, they'd still be waiting for you to say, Dada.
Look, it's no good bickering. We've got to put our heads together, the three of us.
That'll be 3 heads and 2.5 brains.
I'll phone for you.
What can we do, Mr. Twig? If me grandad finds out, there'll be a nasty accident. I'll be run over by the Flying Scotsman.
I don't see what we can do. I mean, the colonel's going to arrive at 7 and nothing can stop him, unless there's another war.
Wait a minute. I've got it. He'll come at 7, so we'll have to get everybody else there at 6:30.
You mean start the meeting early and have your granddad elected chairman before the colonel arrives?
That's wonderful, marvellous. How did you think of that?
No, easy. When Jimmy said 6:30, I thought to me, you know...
Shut up! It means me. Mind you, it was a bit of a shock, you understanding me. Lie down and rest your brain for a month.
Well, leave the details to me, Jim. I'll contact the committee and get them here early. By the time the army arrives, we'll have won the battle. I've been waiting to beat him. The way he drives round in that big black Rolls Royce, looking like King Henry VIII.
Yes, well, just make sure you get the others there before Henry VIII, or I might finish with me head tucked underneath me arm. Done it. The last of the pensioners' committee has gone in the room and it's only just 6:30.
You mean Mr. Twig's done it?
Well, the three of us did. One for all and all for one, like the three mosquitoes.
He has got a funny way of talking, hasn't he?
Yes, he has got a funny way of talking, hasn't he?
Yeah, watch it.
Anyway, it's worked out fine. They've got 30 minutes to make me grandad chairman before old Colonel Bogey arrives.
Well, when he does arrive, you'd better keep out of his way. He'll think you told him the wrong time on purpose.
Oh, heck, I never thought of that. Alfie, they don't still have firing squads, do they?
No, but I'd clear off just to make sure.
Right, come on, Susan, let's get started on the sandwiches.
All right, Mother. I won't be long, Alfie.
That's all right, Susan, I'm in no hurry.
Well, I am. See you later.
Just a minute. Where are you going?
To see Ozzy, ma'am. You said you didn't want me to stay and help with the tea.
I certainly don't after the last time.
Yes, all you did with the tea was help yourself. You had 2 cream cakes before you put the plate on the table.
Well, as soon as I saw Fatty Eccles was on the committee, I knew we'd be lucky to get the plate back.
Don't you be rude about Mrs. Eccles.
What about me granddad? He said she eats like a horse.
That was no reason to ask her if she'd like to take a sandwich home in her nose bag.
I meant handbag. Anyway, she didn't hear me. She was making too much noise drinking her tea.
Stop.
Talk about a suction pump. She swallowed the cup twice.
You can talk about table manners. You ought to have your food in a trough.
Only when it's the pigs will you cook.
That's enough, Jimmy.
Well, she's saying I'm a pig.
So you are.
Well, you're the sister of a...
Jimmy! If you're going to Ozzy's, clear off. Go on, and be back in an hour.
Right, Mum.
Come on, Susan, into the kitchen.
All right, Mother. I'll bring you a cup of tea in a minute, Alfie.
Yeah, thanks, Susan. Bah, Jimmy, you don't have to stir up trouble.
Well, she started it. Anyway, she can't cook.
Oh, she can. She went to cookery classes.
And all she learnt was how much stomach powder to give her victims. She's finished off more people than Bronco Lane. She's got 23 notches on her frying pan.
Look, shut up. Anyhow, if you don't clear off before 7, the Colonel will be putting a notch in his riding whip.
Oh, I forgot to... What time is it?
7:25.
Right, I'm off. Hello? What's that?
It's a doorbell.
I know that, you fool. I mean, who is it? Wait till I look out of the window.
Well, you'll soon see if you open the door. I'll go.
No, it must be him. Big black car. Rolls Royce. It's the Galloping Major.
Who?
Colonel Blooming Sanderson is here and they won't have had time to vote me granddad in yet.
You wacky's had it.
No, we've got to keep him out.
You'll have to let him in.
Jimmy! At the door.
Either, yeah.
I know we'll have to open the door, but we'll have to tell him he's at the wrong house. Send him away.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right, go and tell him.
Yes, I'm going to go. Oh, no, no. I'm not going to get my head bitten off.
Why not? You'd never miss it. No, he's spoken to me on the phone, so I can't go and tell him he's at the... Wait a minute. Listen, we'll both tell him. I'll change my voice and you be me dad.
You are?
You're Patrick Murphy, and I'm your son. Patrick Murphy, Jr., known as Little Spud. Just bide your time, will you? We're running as fast as we can walk. Play it up, Alfie.
Oh, dear.
Her, the top of the morning, 2 years, 2 years. Da, say hello, da. Da.
Down me legs. Top of the morning to yous.
Morning, it's evening.
Oh, well, we go be Irish time, don't we, da?
Okay. I mean, you should. Yes,
we always have the clock set for Ireland, because it's morning there when it's night here, and that's why me da goes out every morning on the night shift. Herbie Jabers, begorra.
Well, never mind all this rubbish. Now, I would like to see Mr. Sinclair, please.
And who would he be after being at all, at all, at all?
Peter Sinclair. He lives here, doesn't he?
Would he be an Irish navvy? Dar, is he one of the lodgers?
Yeah, but I don't know, big hurry.
My dad's not knowing all of them. We've got 12 navvies lodging here in the big bedroom.
Is this some kind of a joke? You, sir, do you know Mr. Sinclair?
Aye, he's Jimmy's grand. Oh, me leg! Oh, be japers.
Sorry, but you've got the wrong house at all, at all, at all.
Now, look here, my boy. The number is 42, isn't it? That's what I was told.
Ah, that's the trouble. It's 24, but the wind's blowed it round again. We'll have to go now. Me dar's got a gallon of Irish whiskey cooking in the bat. Ta-da! You're a great help, Alfie. I should have called you Patrick Old Twit.
Oh. Well, I tried.
Tried? You were supposed to be an Irish navvy. You sounded more like Gladys Morgan. Oh, heck, me mum'll hear him.
Now, look here, this is 42, and I want to see Mr. Sinclair.
Yeah, send for the police. The man's gone mad, be gorry. He's been drinking the hard stuff, I'm thinking.
I will go mad in a minute and out of my way.
Jimmy, what's going on?
Oh, tis me darling mother. So now, sir, will you be after going before me mother goes for a frying pan?
Your mother, but she's only a girl.
Tell him, da.
Yes, sure she is. We get married early in Ireland, be japers.
Sure, when she was 11.
What on earth's happening here?
Oh, me dear old gran. Please go, Colonel, before me old granna has one of her funny turns. Oh, sure, tis an awful sight. Her face goes green and yellow. It's called Irish distemper.
Jimmy, will you stop this nonsense? What is it, sir?
Madam, my name is Colonel Sanderson, and I'm trying to see Mr. Sinclair.
Oh, I see. Well, he's in the lounge there.
Oh, heck.
Having a meeting of the Old Age Pensioners Committee.
What do you mean it started, madam?
Well, yes, at 6:30.
Ma'am, he's an English spy.
May I please go in?
Well, of course. Come in.
Oh, thank you, madam. Perhaps I can talk to you again later, boy. You little leprechaun.
Remember, it's bad luck to hit one of the little people.
Oh, there you are, Sinclair.
We didn't expect you, Colonel.
I wouldn't be here, but I've heard that you've been calling me things behind my back. You and Twig here.
What?
I'm too proud of you, Colonel, listening to titter-tatter.
Jimmy, what was going on there?
I'll tell you when I get back, ma'am.
You'll tell me now. You're not going anywhere till I find out what you've been saying.
It's nothing, ma'am, as Mr. Twig said. He's just a lot of tickle-tackle. Nothing but tickle-tackle.
Jimmy, come here. What's all this? What have you been up to with the Colonel?
I know what I will be up to with the Colonel. As Arthur Haynes says on the telly, I'll be up to me neck in muck and bullets.
Those involved with the Fifth Row Kid this week were Peter Sinclair's grandfather, Patricia Burke's mother, Danny Ross's Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, with Derek Giler and Jack Watson. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, I was dead lucky I didn't get smacked. Mr. Twig spoke up for me and said, "Don't hit him, Peter. He wasn't being malicious, not a malicious." Anyway, me grandad was in a good mood because they voted him chairman after all. Would you believe it? All that trouble I had to keep the colonel away, and he was only coming to the meeting to tell them he was going abroad and wouldn't be able to stand for chairman this year. Don't some soldiers' mothers have them?
Terrell! Thank you.